freedom's people.
My country.
Freedom, there's a word.
Tis of thee, sweet land of...
Freedom, there's a word. Jefferson at Philly Town heard it and then wrote down, all men are created equal. Yes, freedom. There's a word. My mother held me on a knee and said,
honey, someday you gonna be free.
And she was right. So now I sing.
From the old world they came, high with hopes and strong. To America they brought this hope and strength and founded a nation of splendid freedoms. But this is not their story. No, this is the story of those who did not come but were taken. The story of those who lost freedom when they came upon our shores. And for years they tilled our soil, gathered our crops, and made the land good. Some won liberty, others waited. Then freedom came to all, a liberty well-deserved, a liberty triumphant. Yes, this is the story of the American Negro, 13 million citizens of the United States. And now the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Office of Education in the Federal Security Agency, brings you this program dedicated to and conceived by the American Negro. Truly, freedom's people. This is the story of a great gift, the story of a rich land further enriched by a bounty of beauty. This is the story of the warm and human melodies the Negro found in his heart and gave to America.
I'm gonna sing all along the way. I'm gonna sing.
Sure, you're gonna sing. All day long, waking in the fields. All night long, you're gonna sing. Know why?
Why?
Because singing is a door you can slam in the face of trouble. Because singing is going home. Because singing is any man's right. And you can sing.
You bet we can, mister. We can sing fine. Why, my grandfather...
I know, and his grandfather, too. All were fine singers, weren't they? And they just didn't open up their mouths and let the music fly. No. They put all their living into it. Sometimes it was all they had. So they put their souls into rhythm and their hearts into melody, and their songs had the beat of life.
Didn't nobody have to teach them either?
No, sir. Nobody has to teach a bird how to fly or a hunting dog to find a scent. Nobody had to teach the Negro to sing. From across the ocean, he brought a rhythm, and from a love of God, he found the words. It was as simple as that. Negro music isn't written first, then sung. It's sung first, then maybe it's written. That's how it was with the spirituals. Those songs were born in the faith, in the trouble, in the little country churches of the South, in the Brush Arbor revival meetings, in the hearts of simple people who were deeply and wonderfully religious. That's where they were born.
But how?
I can't answer that exactly. No one can. Most often, the spiritual just kind of happened. The songs were remembered, but the reasons were forgotten. Sometimes, though, you can trace back and find a story.
Like, for instance?
Well, let's see. Seems like I remember a story about a spiritual. Yeah, it was back, well... It was a long stretch back on a plantation down on the Red River. Must have been late in the summer, for the cotton was ready for picking.
Listen, have you heard about it?
Heard about what, Solomon?
Ain't gonna let us do it no more.
ain't gonna let us go.
Who ain't gonna let us do what?
Go cross the river no more. Ain't gonna let us go cross the river to the mission.
What you saying thou, Solomon?
It ain't true.
True is gospel. Heard it just now. No more going cross the river to the mission for church meetings.
Well, that's wrong.
Wrong as sin.
Ain't nothing to do.
There is.
Is what?
Is something to do. Sure there is. There's got to be.
John, what you got in your head?
Religion. I'm going to go across the river.
They ain't going to let you go.
They ain't going to let me go. And then I'll go anyhow. I'll just steal away.
Steal away?
Steal away, John?
Steal away to Jesus. Yeah, that's what. I'm going to steal away to Jesus.
Never seemed like such work before.
Ain't put yourself in it, that's why. Ain't got nothing left to work for. No more church meetings across the river.
Why they do that? Why?
Dunno. Nobody know. Nobody even got a right to know.
Look, there's old John. What's he looking so glad for?
Grinning like he's stuffed full of possum and sweet potatoes.
Hi, John. What's he saying?
Steal away. What's he mean?
Steal away. That's what he's saying. Steal away. And I know what he means. Yeah, we all know it. We gotta steal away.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Pass the word along. You take that road. I'll go along this one. Keep the word going. We's all got to steal away to Jesus.
Tell you, preacher, it was a miracle of God. I come across to tell you about it. Like fire, across the field it went, every one a humming and a singing it and passing on the word. Listen, you hear that? That's them. They're singing the song. Listen, preacher, just listen.
Praise the Lord.
They ain't got no boats, but they's getting across to Jesus. On log rafts and stuffed up bales. They's getting across. Come along there, all of you. Come along. Jesus is waiting.
Quiet, John, quiet. They'll hear you across the river.
Well, let them hear. Let the whole wide world hear. I's brung my flock to Jesus. Sing it out, lambs. Let me hear y'all sing it out.
That's how some folks say one spiritual was born. You see, don't you? From sorrow and pain, but mostly from faith. Mostly from the deep things that they felt inside. Mostly from the way they lived. From the hot days that almost melted them into the good brown earth. From the cold days that they hated. From all of all days came these spirituals. From all Negroes to America, to the world. Working fine, too. Many mighty tall buildings, mighty long roads, mighty strong bridges you've built, many millions of acres you've planted. And when you work, you sing. Somehow, singing makes the pick feel lighter. The day seems shorter somehow. Singing is a long, cold drink from a shiny tin bucket. For some work, any man might do. For some work, any song might do. But when the gang is whipping steel, pounding stakes, and drilling rocks, then you need a strong man and a strong song.
John Henry, he was a strong man.
Ah, there was a strong man. There was a steel-driving man. And don't let anybody fool you about John Henry. He wasn't a cotton man nor a levee man, no. John Henry was a steel-driving man, a big man and strong. John Henry was a steel-driving man.
Challenged the steam drill to a contest, did John Henry? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Tell us about him, mister.
About John Henry? Well, you hear that? That's Josh White. And nobody can tell you the story of John Henry better than Josh here. Nobody. Listen.
When John Henry was a little baby, he was sitting on his mammy's knee. Well, he stuck out his hand and he grabbed a piece of steel. This is gonna be the death of me. Well, it's gonna be the death of me. John Henry said to his captain, well, a man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let this steel drill beat me down, I'll die with this hammer in my hand. Yes, I'll die with this hammer in my hand. John Henry said to the shaker, well now shaker, why don't you sing? You know I'm throwing 9 pounds from my hips on down. Just listen to this cold steel ring. Well, just listen to this cold steel ring. John Henry said to his captain, well, a man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let this steam drill beat me down, I'll die with this hammer in my hand. Yes, I'll die with this hammer in my hand. Well, the captain said to John Henry, I believe the mountain's sinking in. John Henry laughed at his captain and said, it ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Well, it ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Well, they took John Henry to the mountain, on the mountaintop so high. Well, he drove so hard till he broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer and he died. Yes, he laid down his hammer and he died. Well, they took John Henry to the graveyard, and they buried him in the sand. Lord, and every locomotive come roaring by, says, there lays a steel-driving man. Well, now, there lays a steel-driving man.
Thank you, Josh White. That work song you've sung, that melody born in the sweat of strong men building the strength of America. Music not written with notes, but with muscle and calluses and dirty patched overalls. That music, it's real and rich, and it's part of America. A gift to America from the American Negro. Freedom's people.
Woke up this morning feeling sad and blue. Lord, Lord, woke up this morning feeling sad and blue.
What are the blues?
The blues ain't nothing but a poor man's heart disease.
Blues ain't nothing but a good man way, way down.
The blues ain't nothing but something I ain't got.
The blues are sadness. The blues are goodbye. The blues are what we get when we get what we don't want. While the spiritual is the song of God, the blues are just plain folks feeling low down. But I'm not the one to talk about the blues, no sir. There's a man who found the blues stealing through the hearts of the Negro, and he took the blues from the singers of the South and gave them to the world. And here he is, one of the best-loved men of America, William C. Handy.
Thank you, everybody. I'm really glad to be here today, participating in this great program of American music. For that's exactly what this music is, 100% American. Long ago, the spirituals, the work songs, yes, and the blues too, passed out of the hands of the Negro and into the folklore of our great country. Now, as the spirituals and the work songs were never a product of a single person, so it was with the blues. I didn't invent the blues. No one invented them. The blues were melodies sung by Negro roustabouts, farmers, and wanderers from Missouri to the Gulf. They were a medium for expressing the personal feelings in a sort of musical soliloquy, that of any such individual. My part in history was to introduce this, the blues form, to the general public as a medium for my own feelings and my own musical ideas.
And it was a good part, Mr. Handy. A good and a great part. It was back in 1903, remember, that it all really started? Back in 1903, at a whistle station on the Yazoo Delta Railroad called Tutwiler.
Well, boys, the train's 9 hours late. Better make yourself comfortable as you can on the platform here. Yeah, and keep watch on your instruments, too.
No, we shouldn't have taken that Dayton Lambert. Playing funerals is bad luck.
Well, it pays cash, and that's always lucky. Well, come on, boys, all of you, bed down.
This show is a hard platform.
Maybe I should call the agent to fluff it up a bit.
Good night, boys.
Good night, Handy.
Gone where the southern cross the down.
Hey, who's that?
There ain't nobody. Nobody but me.
Oh, and who are you?
No, just nobody. Gone where the southern cross the down.
Say, what's that tune?
Just any tune.
You make it up?
I don't know.
Well, tell me, what do the words mean?
Well, this here's the Yellow Dog Line. Down to Moorhead is where the north-south tracks cross over. That's where I'm going, to Moorhead. Gone where the southern cross the dog.
Gone where the southern cross the dog. That right?
Yeah, that's right.
Gee, a funny tune.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, pal. Suppose you play it someplace else. We gotta sleep.
Sure thing. Gone where the southern coast is.
Down. 9 hours passed, and W.C. Handy and his band left Tutwiler. But the funny little melody lingered.
Gone where the southern coast is. Down.
6 years passed. And W.C. Handy had yanked up his bootstraps until he was the leader of the outstanding band in Memphis. And the funny little melody lingered.
Gone where the southern coast is gone.
Then came a day in 1909 when Handy dug into his memory, dug into the soul of the South, and from the mood of a strange, weird melody found the inspiration for the first written blues. That's the blues. And now a great musician plays a great tribute to William C. Handy, the father of the blues. Noble Sissel and his orchestra, Billy Banks, soloist.
Be there than any place I know. It's gonna take a sergeant for to make me go. You heard about Memphis and Beale Street, too. Oh, you heard about Memphis and Beale Street, too. Now we're gonna leave Memphis, go back to old St. Louis.
Got the St. Louis blue as I can be. Cause that gal of mine got a heart like a rock cast in the deep blue sea. St. Louis, man, a brother in blue too. Oh no, you feel that way too? Boy, this world is full of poor women.
Thank you, Noble Sissel, and thank you, William C. Handy. Thank you for the blues, the haunting heartaches of melody that brought a new song to America, a song first sung by freedom's people.
I'm singing with a song in my head.
Singing is making sad folks happy. Singing is sweetness in a bitter world. Give us singing, and singing gives us strength.
We're with you there, mister.
And here's a voice that had sung itself into the heart of America, the beauty of America. Here's a voice with all the glory of America, Paul Robeson.
No more auction block for me. No more, no more. No more auction block for me. Many thousand gone. No more pint of salt for me. No more, no more. No more pint of salt for me. Many thousand gone. No more driver's lash for me. No more, no more. No more driver's lash for me. Many thousand gone.
There were spirituals and blues that sounded a note of deep protest. For example, how long must my people weep and mourn? Too long, they've been barely mizzing along. And No More, sung at the end of the Civil War, becomes today a song of protest, demanding that the promise of the Emancipation Proclamation be fully realized. When Dvorak, the great Czech composer, was in America, he said, "In the Negro melodies of America, I discover all that is needed for a great and noble school of music. They are pathetic, tender, passionate, melancholy, solemn, religious, bold, merry, gay, gracious, or what you will. And as our great composer, Mr. Harry Burley, pointed out the other night, this next melody was used in the first movement of the New World Symphony. Swing low, sweet chariot, come in for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come in for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come in for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come in for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
This has been the story of a great gift. The story of a rich land further enriched by a bounty of beauty. The spirituals, work songs, and blues are not just melodies. They are the deep roots from which have grown a mighty garden of rich and varied music. They are the themes of America's musical genius. They are the music that the Negro found in his heart and gave to America. Onward they march, 13 million Negro citizens of the United States, sharing the labor, accepting the responsibilities of our democracy. Knowing the weight of change, the hopelessness of bondage, they are today a mighty force for freedom. To them, liberty is a precious thing, for truly, they are freedom's people.
Freedom's People is a special program presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the United States Office of Education. Script by Irv Tunick. Special advisor for today's story was Dr. Ambrose Caliver, specialist in the education of Negroes. Original musical arrangements by Charles L. Cook. And our guests were Paul Robeson, W.C. Handy, Noble Sissel, Josh White, and the Leonard DePore Chorus. The narrator was Frank Wilson. Freedom's People has been presented as a public service by NBC and the independent radio stations associated with the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.